לכבוד.
With your permission. פרשת וירא, with your permission. The Torah tells us that Abraham Avinu was the third day of Brit Milah, Hashem came to visit him. Hu yoshev petach ohel kechom hayom, sitting out waiting for guests. Tomorrow he sent Ishmael to see if there's anybody outside. And the Gemara says Hashem on purpose made it so hot nobody should come to visit Abraham Avinu. The question is, why Hashem to make it so hot? Hashem wants, Hashem is going to prevent people from coming to visit Abraham Avinu. Hashem is direct ways to send everybody away. But Hashem did not do it. Hashem made the weather so hot in order for guests not to come. And Abraham is sitting outside waiting for guests. So the Torah, when you see Hashem, all of a sudden he sees three people. The Gemara says, three angels. And the Gemara says, why the three angels? Abraham is looking for a guest. Abraham says, well, one of the guests is to heal Abraham Avinu, even though that we know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu heals people. So you don't need this guy to heal Abraham Avinu. If Hashem wants, Hashem himself is here. If Hashem is here, what do you need the Malach Raphael, the angel, to heal Abraham Avinu? You don't need him. Hashem is. Ofer chole amo Israel. Hashem is people. The second one, the Gemara says, Levaser et Sarah. He comes to tell Sarah she's going to have a baby. And the third one, the Gemara says, is Gabriel. He really has no job here. From here, he's going to go to Sodom Amorah. To this door is Sodom Amorah. So the question is, so why is he here? He should have gone to Sodom Amorah. He should wait at Sodom Amorah's bus station. Why is he doing it at Abraham Avinu? Hashem sent three of them. One of them is not necessary. We don't need him to be. And Torah will tell us Abraham Avinu is busy. After the whole thing, the Torah tells us that two angels are going to Sodom, to destroy Sodom. One of them, the one that told Sarah that she's going to have a baby, he flew back to Shamayim. And the other ones, Gabriel and Raphael, they're going to Sodom. Stop in the Torah. They come to Sodom. So the Torah tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when the angels so called on the way to Sodom, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to himself. He said, well, I love Abraham so much. Ki da'ati v'asher tzaveh banav v'vetu acharav. הלכה בדרך השם עושה צדקה ומשפט. השם is excusing himself. And he says, well, I have to tell Abraham something. I have to tell him that I'm going to destroy Sodom ועמורה. Simple explanation is because Sodom ועמורה is part of Eretz Israel, and Hashem promised Eretz Israel to Abraham, and now it's going to be deserted. Like today, if you go to Yam HaMelech, you see the whole thing is over there deserted. This is Sodom ועמורה used to be over there. And Hashem said, but I love Abraham Avinu, and the reason I love Abraham Avinu because I know Abraham is going to command his children to go on the right path of Hashem. I saw tzedakah u'mishpat, charity, if this is the right explanation, the right translation, mishpat, righteousness, tzedek. And I'm going to tell Abraham Avinu something. Since I love Abraham, I'm going to do it, I'm going to tell him that I'm going to destroy Sodom ve'Amorah, Adma Tzvaim, and so on. Five towns I'm going to destroy. The Torah says, here Hashem comes to Abraham, בחסי אני עם אברהם, השם של אברהם, listen, that's what I'm going to do. בתורת הלאה, אברהם start to plead with הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא, הקנין בי, השפט כל הארץ, תעשה משפט, the one that judges the world, what is this business? You're going to, להאמין צדיק כרשע, you're going to kill צדיקים, to get the רשעים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, please, maybe, excuse me, maybe there are tzadikim over there, excuse me, maybe there are tzadikim over there, you're going to destroy them, Amora. Hashem said, you know what, you're right. Maybe 50 tzadikim I won't destroy. Amora goes down to 45. Hashem said, you know what, 45 also. He goes down all the way to 10. And Hashem said, maybe 10 tzadikim I won't destroy. And Abraham understood from the answer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no 10 tzadikim and it's going to be destroyed. The question is, what is exactly what Abraham has in mind right now? Hashem tells him something. So Hashem knows what he's doing. Of course, you have to pray. I understand you have to pray. But if you have very bad people, the Gemara says, the way they behave is unbelievable. A bad gezerot, not tzedakah. And the Torah tells us that Hashem is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because Lot's daughter used to give tzedakah. Excuse me, is to give tzedakah to a poor person by the well, and the city found out that this poor man is alive, somebody must feed him, and they spied and they found out that he goes to the well, and Lot's daughter, and the most plotty, she comes to the well, and she has in her jar a piece of bread, she gives it to him. Then they took her and they killed her and they smeared honey on her. The bees came and stung her and she died. Hashem said, this is the straw that brought the camel's back. Now Hashem says to Mama, story, the story. Here comes the Navi and describes the bad things that Moshe Mamoah did. You see, I'm going to explain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean exactly? Because you're going to have tzadikim over there. We don't know the amounts of people. Probably thousands of people. Maybe tens of thousands of people. So you have 50 tzadikim. So can you imagine? What does it mean exactly? The Rambam is pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't destroy, don't destroy, don't destroy. And saying, okay, okay. I want, and then, destruction. This is one of the tests, maybe, of Abraham Avinu. And then the last test, this is for Hashem, Zakedat Yitzchak. And that tells Abraham, go take Yitzchak. And Bincha Adyachinah, Abraham takes Yitzchak. And then, of course, Abraham did not do anything. So come the Gemara and says, that Abraham Avinu asked Abraham, so what was it all about? What was it? What is the kind of business? Take my son, put it over there. Comes the Gemara and says, Hashem told Abraham Avinu, I want to tell you something. That act of what you did, you complete the love that I have for you. Actually, the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Parashat Lech Lecha Esek Parashah told Abraham Avinu before he left Haran, your name will be famous. You'll be famous. Everybody will know about you. So what I have to know? How people have to know about me? So what kind of blessing is this? And why Hashem is telling it to Abraham? He'll be famous. The Gemara says that really that bracha that Hashem gave last week was is going to be fulfilled because of Akedat Yitzchak. Because HaKadat Yitzchak, Hashem will make Abraham Avinu very famous, even though he's already famous. But his name will be so great that Hashem is going to be proud of him as Hashem is going to love him. That's actually at the end of HaKadat Yitzchak. An angel from Shamayim told Abraham Avinu, "Binishbatinu Hashem, because you did this, Barecha Barechacha, your children, this, everything, because of Akedat Yitzchak." It says, really, accomplishment of Agadat Yitzchak, we like to think, was a test. One Pesach test. No. Gemara says no. The accomplishment is that Hashem said, remember, when I told you about Sodom and Amorah, remember, this is 37 years before, remember I said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Amorah. And I told you, you know why? Because I told you, because I love you so much. Because I know you're going to do something. It says, now you accomplished it. Now you accomplished it. If somebody wants to know why Hashem loves us so much, this is what Hoshana is all about. Hoshana, I'm not going to Yitzchak. What is Agadat Yitzchak? Agadat Yitzchak is not the test that Hashem told Avraham to slaughter Yitzchak and he was ready to do it. No. By that act, Hashem said, you fulfill my statement to you that I love you so much because you're going to teach your children and your grandchildren to go on the path of Hashem to tzedakah mishpat. What does it mean? What does it mean? Hashem loves me because I'm going to teach us. Therefore what? Therefore this Agadat Yitzchak. Hashem said no. Look. Aryeh says, you know, Selichot on Chodesh Elul, the Kavanah of the Selichot is a sentence in the Torah, a person has to know to give tzedakah. The Gemara says, Chesed lo mimchata. Jewish people give tzedakah. Because you do tzedakah with Hashem first. It's called considered tzedakah. When you complete yourself by doing mitzvah to Hashem. You do mitzvah to Hashem, you do so called tzedakah with Hashem. Hashem considers the mitzvot, our behavior, as a tzedakah. Then our tzedakah to the poor people considers tzedakah. Chesed lo mimchata. Says the Gemara, somebody does not keep the mitzvot of Hashem, doesn't matter. A goy or a Jew, doesn't matter. Goy also have to keep seven mitzvot. But you have to do it 100% because you keep it because Hashem says it. Says the Gemara, no. They don't do it. They didn't want to say Na'aseh v'nishma. When we said Na'aseh v'nishma, what we did, so-called, we did with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kindness, tzedakah, charity. Why? Because Hashem created this world. The Gemara says, if we would not have said Na'aseh v'nishma, Hashem would destroy the world. The Gemara says, when you give a poor person tzedakah, you do a favor to Hashem. Malveh Hashem chonen dav. Says the Gemara, Hashem created this poor person. Hashem gave him a neshama. Now he has no food. Now you're giving him food. It means really it's the obligation of Hashem to give him food. Man diyayiv chayi av mezone. Man says if Hashem creates somebody, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this guy neshama. So it's Hashem's obligation to give him food. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Malveh Hashem chonen dav. When you give a poor person tzedakah, it's like you're giving a loan to Hashem. You really do a tzedakah to Hashem. Because so-called Hashem has to give it to him. Hashem did not give it to him. He came to your house, knocked on the door, you gave it to him. When you gave him tzedakah, it means you did tzedakah to Hashem. For tzedakah, you can ishmol, asud, kol mitzvot Hashem. Kol mitzvah hazot. The Torah tells us, it's called tzedakah. Abraham Avinu, after he kept the whole Torah, it says, if you keep the Torah, what it means, you give tzedakah, you do tzedakah to Hashem. Then, the Torah will tell you, look, now Abraham Avinu, you're going to see about, what do you say about Achnazat Orchim, Abraham Avinu. Achnazat Orchim. Takes care of people, brings them to his house. I says, Hashem is going to test him to see how much really he does it. He says, Torah, let me tell you how it happened. Somebody that was very sick, third day of his book, the Gemara says, and Hashem is trying it. He's going to make it very hot outside, that nobody should come. Let's see if Abraham said, thank God. Thank God I don't feel so well today. It's hot outside, I like to do. Nobody's going to bother me. He's 100% right. You don't feel well. You don't have even to pray to Hashem. You have to wait outside. Your master Hashem took the sun out of his pouch. Very hot outside. Abraham Avinu is looking for guests. Listen, this is the third year of Brit Milah. The Gemara said he was bleeding. He's 100 years old. So, he's exempt completely from doing any Hakhnasat Orachim. This is the test that Hashem wants to see how much he wants to do tzedakah. Then Hashem is going to tell him, I love you so much. It goes by the effort. It doesn't go by how much tzedakah you give. The guy in Baruch Hashem is everything, so he gives. No. It counts, of course it counts. It's a major thing. But they said tzedakah is Shalom HaMelech, Odev tzedakah v'chesed. You have to chase tzedakah. Imtza, tzedakah chayim v'shalom. Hashem will give you everything, but you have to chase it. I said, I'm not chasing. That's hard for me. What do you mean chase? I chase the Mishulachim. I chase this with Avrechim. They're starving. They come to me, I give it to them, b'chavod, with a smile. It's very good. But it's not the level of Avraham Avinu. Machila, Hashem is painting to us who was Avraham. When you say, Loki Avraham, and Shemunes Rachamim said, you have to be very careful when you say this statement. It means, you tell Hashem, listen, Avraham is my father. Hashem said, yeah? Let me tell you, Parashat Vayera. He's 100 years old, it's boiling outside. And the man is sitting outside, he's standing down in the air conditioning room. He's waiting outside to see a guest. It's boiling outside. And he sent his son to see maybe somebody. Nobody. Because he did that act, therefore Hashem is sending angels from Shemayim to see something. What the angels? So the Gemara says, listen, one of the angels is going to tell Sarah, he's going to marry. He says, what's the problem? What's the problem? The problem is Sarah does not believe. She doesn't believe she's going to have a child. She doesn't believe. So Hashem hopes the guest angel will come and tell her she'll have a munah. Nevertheless, she didn't have a munah. She lied to Hashem. She was laughing. And the text reads, Hashem tells her, why are you laughing? No, I didn't. Ki yireh. Rambam tells us, a lady is not to be believed in court. Because she is afraid. She's afraid. Torah paints Sarah. She's scared. Hashem tells you something. She's scared. Rambam says, why did Torah tell you Sarah is scared? Hashem tells you you were laughing. I said, no, I didn't. And Torah immediately says, because she's afraid. I says, you can trust her. Somebody is afraid to say the truth, you can trust her. I said, one of the reasons the ladies are not to be believed in court is because what happened with Sarah. She still doesn't believe. She doesn't believe. But it's Chag Sarah b'Kirba Lemor. She's laughing. How can it be? That I'm going to have a baby? She's not believing. Hashem is testing. Hashem is on purpose sent this Malach Michael to see as a grant. Since Avraham is trying very hard, his wife will not have a baby. Hashem is trying because of the zchut of Hakhnasat Orachim. Let me send Michael. Maybe he should change her mind. She'll hear, you know, somebody comes, a guest comes, and I said, listen, let Hashem next year have a baby. I said, doesn't matter if she knows it's an angel or not. Doesn't matter. But when a stranger comes to the house and tells you something, you don't laugh. You don't laugh. You say amen. She didn't. She didn't say amen. Failure. That's really what the Gemara says. Now one of the reasons the angels are going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah now is because of Sarah. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu told Sarah when the guest came, Marie, Havya, Kemach Solet, Lushi Vaziyu God, take the best flower to do for the guest. The Torah says, she didn't take the guests now. Gemara says, Sarah didn't like so much guests. No, it's hard for her. Of course, it's not her fault, you know. She's not as strong as Avraham. But, at the end of the day, she did not put the effort for guests. As well as Zohar said, when Avraham made a party for Yitzchak Avinu, the Brit Milah, Satan got dressed as a guest, and Sarah was laughing at him. That was the thing that triggered at the end to source the memoir. That says, this guy, Gabriel, is here. Who is this guy, Gabriel? He's one of the guests. What's his job? It's to go to Zdomba Mora. He says, what are you doing in Avraham Avinu? Why don't you go straight over there? No, no, I came over here to see if the lady, if Sarah also will take care of me. Because in the Brit Milah, she didn't take care of the guest owner. Now it's 37 years later. It's like it's 37. I'm sorry. Now it's the third day of Brit Milah. So, the Brit Milah, 2 days later, before, I'm sorry, 2 days before, Sarah did not pay attention and she was making a fun of this Mishulach, the fake Mishulach, but that's not fun. Hashem is trying again to see the accomplishment of Avraham Avinu's generosity, kindness, charity. And Hashem said, okay, let me send 3 angels down. Let's see. The Gemara says, no, Sarah did not want the guest. So he's going to go to Zuma Mora in a minute. To destroy Zuma Mora. Says the Gemara, Avinu ran. The Torah describes Avraham Avinu running. Says the Torah that after the angels ate and the living, Hashem comes and he's talking to Avraham. He says, Avraham, I'm going to store some Zdomba Mora. He says, you know why I'm telling you? Because I know that you're going to teach your children to go on the path of Hashem, to keep the mitzvah. And then, that's the Zdaka Mishpat. Then your children also will learn from you to give Zdaka and to be righteousness, to be honest. So the Chachamim say, you cannot give Zdaka if you conduct your business with lies. That's not called tzedakah. As a person gives tzedakah, he says, but his business is not 100%. That's coming. So many tricks. Gray area, not a gray area. He doesn't say the right thing. He lies. I say, this is not tzedakah. Tzedakah has to come from Alechem B'derech Hashem. First, you have to keep all the mitzvot. Then it means you do tzedakah with Hashem. You do tzedakah with Hashem, you do tzedakah with people. You don't give tzedakah to people if you don't tzedakah with Hashem. And that's what Chachamim say, not to take charity, so they want to build a knesset, a yeshiva, only from somebody that doesn't keep the mitzvot, don't they? I know, Rosh Yeshivot, they told me themselves, building big yeshivot, they said they went to a guy who wants to give a charity, a few hundred thousand. The rabbi, the Rosh Yeshiva told me, I didn't take the money. Because that's not called tzedakah. First, you have to keep the mitzvot, and it means you do tzedakah with Hashem. And then you do tzedakah with people. You can't do tzedakah with people, you do tzedakah with Hashem. Tzedakah 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 tzedakah. The first thing you have to know, you give tzedakah. You know, somebody went, he built a school for orphans in Tzfat. So, he told me himself, he met somebody, and the guy told him, you know, come to my office tomorrow, I'll give you 150,000 shekel for the school. He went to Chaim Kanevsky, and his Ruach HaKodesh. He told that person, the Roshiva, he said, go ask the guy if he keeps the mitzvah. He says, doesn't keep Shabbat, doesn't keep anything. Well, don't take the money from him. Don't take the money from him. Because tzedakah comes after tzedakah with Hashem. Tzedakah tenek nishmol asut kol ha-mitzvah hazot, then tzedakah. So Avraham Avinu Torah says, Hashem said, I love Avraham Avraham. He said, no. Because Avraham first, he's going to teach his children, la-lechet b'derech Hashem, to go on Hashem's path, to give the mitzvah. La-asut tzedakah ha-mishpah. Avraham is going to command. And that's what Hashem said after Avraham was trying so hard and he's bleeding. It's his third Brit Milah and it's hot outside and he runs and he slaughters and he gives the guest, and he gives them, and he talks to them, and he serves them, and everything. Then Hashem said, okay, you're the role model. He's the Atib. I love him very much. I said, Sidoma Mora, don't do it. Says Ari, says Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar before the Ari. You know, the Nishmat, all the Nishmat Sidoma Mora is our Nishamot, the Jewish people. It's not the Goyim. It's us. You read the Torah, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar is based on the Zohar, of course. The Neshamot of Dor HaMabul, the people that died in Noach. It's Jewish people that came back, recreation, recycling Neshamot. They came first in the generation that built the tower. And now the generation of Sodom v'Amorah. You read Sodom v'Amorah, bad little people. I say bad people because you know what? Because you don't keep the mitzvot, you bet to each other. I said, the Navi says, you know, Sodom didn't give tzedakah. And they killed the daughter of Lot. This is just the straw that broke the camel's back. Your problem is you don't keep the mitzvot. You didn't keep the mitzvot. You didn't want to keep what Hashem said, the seven mitzvot they had. Only had seven. You didn't keep it. You don't keep it, you don't give tzedakah. You make rules against the people because you don't do the things for Hashem. And then the Torah will tell you that those two people, those two angels, sitting in Avraham Avinu, and Avraham is 100%, and Hashem talks to himself and says, Avraham, A1, he, see how much he wants to give tzedakah? Not only that, he told the guest, you have to say bracha, Yisrael Shtecha, L'shagel al HaKotzer bracha, the Gemara says, he wants the guest, he doesn't know, even after they left, he didn't know the angels. They still accompany them when they leave the house. Kasavur Shem Orchim, says the Gemara. But he wants them to say Brachat Orchim. So say Achnasat Orchim, yeah, I like it very much. But the tzedakah to Hashem, the Birkat HaMazon b'Chavana, on Kosher Yain, on a cup of wine, a Zimun. The Chachamim say, that's the Torah paints more Abraham was. He does tzedakah to Hashem, that's tzedakah to people. And then the Torah says, okay, now look, those strangers are going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He says, what happened? Those people don't keep the mitzvah, so the Torah will paint you, that they come over there and they stay in Lot's house, and all of a sudden the whole city of Sodom, they come, and they want to do bad things to them, not proper things to them. I said, look. That's why they don't give tzedakah. That's why they have all these kind of rules and laws over there. Don't be kind to nobody. Don't give charity. You know why? Because they're all dirty, like in Dor HaMabul, because they don't do the mitzvot. That's the problem in life. Come the Torah and says, look, Akedat Yitzchak is something else completely different. After Akedat Yitzchak, Abraham asked Hashem, what it was all about? What was it all about? Tell me what it was all about. Hashem said, you know what? Now when you did it, you listened to me. It was a test. If you listen to me 100%, then all the tzedakah that you do, that you did, it's considered tzedakah. As is now, remember what I told you 37 years ago? 37 years ago, the 30th of your Brit Milah, remember I told you? I love you very much because you're going to teach your children. It says that's what it means that Abraham is going to be famous. And Hashem told Abraham last week, Hashem, why they should know about you? Hashem, Abraham doesn't care. I want to be famous. Why? He wants to be on Facebook. Abraham wants the whole world to learn from him. Because that's called Derech Hashem. That everybody should be like Abraham Avinu. That the Torah paints that Abraham was so rich. And Abraham is this. Hashem is making him because to Abraham. I said, what does everybody mean? Is it because Hashem loves him? I said, why does Hashem love him? Because he wants to teach you. Because he wants to teach you. Sodom v'Amorah. You the children of Abraham Avinu. Therefore, Abraham Avinu is pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, listen, you know why you're not pleading with him? Because I tell you what, it's true. They're wicked people. But my job in this world, Abraham said, is to teach my children to tzedakah v'shemot. It's my job. Hashem said to Abraham, I love you. He says, why I love you? Because Asher yetzaved banav et Beto Acharav. Avraham Avinu, this is his job. He wants to command his children, his grandchildren, to go on the path of Hashem. That's the Kav Mishpat. So Avraham Avinu is pleading Hashem, give me a chance, you know. You know, give me a chance. My brother-in-law, my nephew is there in Sdom. Let me go to Sdom also. He says, listen, there are some tzaddikim over there. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't destroy. What do you think don't destroy? You think Hashem doesn't know? No, Hashem, listen. You just told me that you love me so much because I'm going to teach my children. All the neshamot is memorized. My children says the Rabbeinu Bachai says the Zohar. So he cares for his children. He doesn't care because, you know, of course he cares also for non-Jews, so also for the Goyim. But after the statement of Hashem that he loves him because he's going to teach his children, I says those are my children, those are my children. And actually, the Rabbeinu Bachai and Darin and the Beis Zohar saying that all these people, all the neshamot went to our people in Egypt. All the Torah will tell you, in Egypt happened this. It says the people from Zambamoa, the same neshamot. Reclination of the neshamot. Recycling of the neshamot. And then the Torah will paint you the whole picture. The Torah is pleading with Hashem. I said, this is based on Hashem's statement. I love you because you're going to teach. I'm going to teach. As the Zohar says, the biggest thing is to teach people to come back to Hashem. I said, how does the Zohar say that? How do you know this option, Baruch Hu? It's here, Hashem says it. You want Hashem to love you, and you want to be so-called famous for Hashem's sake, that's the only way. To teach people to be on the right path, and to give tzedakah, to be righteous. That's what Hashem wants. Nothing else. As the Zohar says, it's the biggest thing for Hashem. Hashem says, you can do all the mitzvot, says the Zohar, but you want to be beloved by Hashem, that's the statement, it's called Elokei Avraham. And that's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, the second angel from Shemaim, he talks to Avraham after Akedat Yitzchak. He says, like this, Bini Shbat Yom Hashem. I swear in Hashem's name, the angel speaks. Yom says, Zev Elochasata Binchat Yechidecha. The angel tells him, you did not save your son and Yechidecha. Yechidecha same explanation means that it's the only son. Gemara says, no, it means something else. You know, a person originally, Adam HaRishon, when Hashem created him, he gave him 5 pieces of neshama. 5 pieces. One in his liver, it's called nefesh. One in his heart, it's called ruach. One in his head, it's called neshama. And he had 2 more. He had 2 more. The one is called chaya, a live one. The one is called yechida. Very special by itself. Since he ate from the tree, he lost 2. Chaya, the live ones, mean connection to Hashem. It's called Wi-Fi. Yechida, it's called a private line with Hashem, he lost it. Am Israel, says the Gemara, when we said Na'aseh v'nishma, we said 2 words, Hashem gave it back to us. Chaya Yechida. After he did the golden calf, says the Gemara, we lost him again. The only person had it, it's Moshe. So he says, on Shabbat, we keep Shabbat, if we know how to keep Shabbat, and we accept Shabbat, we get on Shabbat Chaya. But Yechida, the only one, so-called private line with Hashem, private connection, only when Mashiach will come, Rabbi Benjamin will get it. Not going to get it. Hashem tells Abraham, says the Gemara, Lo chasachta bincha et Yechidecha, I know that you want even to give me you Yechida. If you will have this special line with me, but Adam HaRishon lost. And if you will have it, you'll give it to me. That's how much you love me. That's how much luck I want to do with me. So this is the ultimate goal of Ohol Nafshecha that we say in Shema Yisrael. We're ready to give Hashem everything. As his grandfather Abraham was ready to give the Kadosh Baruch Hu his private line with the Kadosh Baruch Hu for Hashem's sake. Therefore, the angel tells Avraham Avinu after Akedat Yitzchak, since you did not save your son and so-called private connection with Hashem, therefore Hashem says he's going to bless you. He says, why bless you? Because he loves you. Why he loves you? Because you devote yourself to Hashem first and then you give tzedakah. So that's the message of the Torah. Rabbi Chachamim said, let me tell you something. Amin tells us, Ariz tells us, you know, in the alphabet that we have, They have five letters, and when you write them in the end of the world, it's different. You write them different. It's Chaf Sofi, Chaf and Chaf Sofi. Mem, Mem Sofi. Nun, Nun Sofi. Pei, Pei Sofi. Tzadi, Tzadi Sofi. It's called Mansapach. It's called bad forces from the world before. And he says those five bad forces really came to Gan Eden and convinced Chava and Adam to eat from the tree. Even before we had the Yetzirah. Because it's from the world before. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu fixed one letter, Yitzchak one letter, Yaakov one letter, and Yosef one letter, and the fifth one Mashiach will fix. Says the Gemara, Avraham fixed half of it. But how? It says Lech Lecha. Akedat Yitzchak starts, Hashem says Avraham, Lech Lecha el Eretz Amoriyah. Go to Eretz Amoriah. This Eretz Amoriah Gemara says, it's Moriah means from word Moreh, teaching. This is Yerushalayim. Misham Yotze Torah al Yisrael. Ki Metzion Tetze Torah, Zvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That's what Hashem told Avraham. Lech Lecha, Eretz Amoriah. Lech Lecha. Two words, Lech Lecha. That's the Parasha also says Lech Lecha. But over there, Hashem told Avraham, go for your pleasure. Leave Haran and go. Here Hashem also said to Avraham Avinu Be'akedat Yitzchak, Lech Lecha. What's two words? Lech, not Lecha. Just no, no, no. Lech Lecha means use the chut of Akedat Yitzchak. He's going to fix the Mansapach, the Chav Safi, the bad force. Ha, ha. And says, because when you're ready to do it for Hashem, Hashem said, now I love you so much. Because you're going to be famous because you do it for me, for my sake. I says, all your Hachnasat Ochim, all the Tzedakah, remember, I spoke to you after you did Hachnasat Ochim to the angels, remember what I told you? Now it's accomplished. Lech Lecha. So I'm going to ask Hashem, what is this was all about? What did I have to do all these things for? Kach, Naid, Bincha, take my son, what is this? Why did you make me this? Why? What was the test about? This was a test, but I told you, I told you 37 years ago, the third day after Brit Milah, I told you that I love you so much. Because you're ready to do anything for me. Alechem b'derech Hashem. That's what the Kabbalah says. And you're going to teach your children. And says, you accomplish it right now. The accomplishment is not just the love. The accomplishment, Rambam was able, so-called, to control one of the bad forces. Maybe the first one. Half of it. Half of it. The boss, half Safid, Lech Lecha. You write Lech Lecha, you write Lamed, half Safid. Lecha, Lamed, half Safid. He says what? He says the Gemara, Avraham is going to fix half Safid. What half Safid? From Akedat Yitzchak. Because Akedat Yitzchak is the accomplishment. Why Hashem loves you so much? If Hashem loves you so much, you control that bad force, it's called half Safid. Actually, that bad force came back. We did the golden calf, the Gemara says, those months apart, those five angels came back. That actually, that shows just what Hashem wants from you. Hashem wants from you only one thing, to be like Avraham Avinu. To be the first person that Hashem said, I love Avraham. The Gemara said, Hashem really wanted to create Avraham Avinu first, not Adam Hashem. But Hashem was afraid that he might fall in a trap. The Gemara said, if Avraham would have fallen in the trap, nobody would be able to fix. Kim Avraham says the Gemara is going to fix Adam HaRishon. So Adam HaRishon, what did you do? He says, no tzedakah, means he doesn't keep the mitzvah. Hashem told him mitzvah. Hashem told him don't eat from the tree. He says, this is not tzedakah. No mishpat. He says, he's not righteous. Hashem asked him, who? Why did you eat from the tree? Instead to admit, he blames his wife. He said, why are you blaming your wife? What do you mean she gave it to you? I told you don't eat from the tree. What are you giving me as stories? Somebody gave me a reason. Some, you're not allowed to have it. I am a Kadosh Baruch. I told you don't eat it, right? I speak to you. Right? I spoke to you. I told him. So what did you do? He didn't listen to me. He didn't listen to me. He didn't listen to me. And by telling me that your wife gave it to you, you're ruining the righteousness. It's not Lashon Hara on your wife. It's not righteousness. Mama Aminu said the Gemara and fixed the Adam HaRishon. Fix the Adam HaRishon, fix the Chafsafit. Fix the Mantapa. Fix the Gezerot. As Chachamim say, Bizchoto Nigael, Bechar Chotmim, the Chachamim say, Bizchut Avraham Aminu. Yeva Loki, Avraham Aminu, I'm saying you have to pray to Hashem. I want to be like Avraham Aminu. I want to be in there. Hashem is Zaka Mishpa. I give Zaka. You give Zaka first, you do Zaka with Hashem. And you give Zaka. It's Hashem. Did it on purpose to tell Avraham Avinu his accomplishment. His accomplishment. It would be a few tzaddikim. Hashem would have delayed the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Hashem would have said, okay, Avraham, go ahead. Let's see if you can fix them. But it's only because it's Avraham's children. Because it's the neshamot of Am Yisrael. That's why the Torah tells you the whole story. Avraham is pleading with Hashem, pleading with Hashem. And why? What do you worry about? Everybody knew how bad they were. I said, but it's my children. And your child, it's your obligation to put him on the right path. And Hashem said, you all are my children. So it's our obligation to bring everybody back to Hashem. Amen. Amen.